AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A stay from a federal appeals court runs out this hour for Arkansas inmate Liddell Lee, one of several inmates the state wants to put to death before the end of this month. Lee's attorneys have filed an emergency civil rights lawsuit, but the U.S. Supreme Court earlier on a 5-4 vote rejected one request for a stay. Other appeals are also pending. Lee is set to be executed for the 1993 beating death of his neighbor, Deborah Reese. A 15-year-old Tennessee girl rescued today near a cabin in a remote part of Northern California, more than a month after her 50-year-old teacher kidnapped her and set off a nationwide manhunt. Siskiyou County Sheriff John Lopi says even though the girl is safe, she and others face a tough time.
Like any major crime perpetrated against a young teenager, this case is a difficult one and will plague the victim, her family, friends, and the law enforcement officers and agents involved in the case for years to come.
Teacher Tad Cummins surrendered without incident after deputies had set up surveillance on his vehicle. Cummins faces a number of state and federal charges. One robbery suspect is dead, another in custody after being confronted by police officers in downtown Seattle. Two officers were shot. Dr. Steve Mitchell, head of the emergency department at Harborview Medical Center, talks about the most seriously wounded officer.
I would just say that he's in stable but serious condition.
Police say the second officer's bulletproof vest protected her. A man armed with an automatic weapon opened fire on police van in the heart of Paris, killing one officer, wounding two others before he was shot to death by other police. The AP's Lori Hinnett has details.
Police are telling us that the attacker seemed to be acting alone, and the area was sealed off. The shooting took place just as France's presidential candidates were appearing on national television in a question and answer session.
This is AP Radio News. President Trump criticizes Iran's behavior under the nuclear agreement. Saker Megani tells us more.
Just this week, his own State Department said Iran is at least technically complying with the deal, in which it got sanctions relief for rolling back key parts of its nuclear program. The president's not sold.
They are not living up to the spirit of the agreement.
Warning, the U.S. is debating whether to leave the pact.
We're analyzing it very, very carefully, and we'll have something to say about it in the not-too-distant future.
As a candidate, Trump vowed to rip up the deal or renegotiate it, but has not said just what he will do since taking office. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Canadian police say rail cars loaded with logs crashed into an unsuspecting work crew, killing two people, injuring three others today in a small town on Vancouver Island on the Pacific coast. Police say it took some time to free those who were trapped by the logs. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.